Kalo yam paramanadhyu dvi parard anta ishvara naiveshitum prabhur bhumna ishvaro dhamma maninam kalo yam paraman vadyu dvi parard anta ishvara naiveshitum prabhur bhumna ishvaro dhamma maninam. Kalaha, the eternal time. Kalaha, the eternal time. I am this. Panama Anu, Atom, Adihi, beginning from Dvipadardha, two super durations of time, Antaha, to the end, Ishvaraha, controller. Na, never. Eva, certainly. Ishitum, to control. Prabhu, capable. Bhumna, of the Supreme. Ishvaraha, controller. Dhamma maninam, of those who are body conscious. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Eternal time is certainly the controller of different dimensions. From that of the atom up to the super divisions of the duration of Brahma's life. But nonetheless, it is controlled by the Supreme. Time can control only those who are body conscious, even up to the Satyaloka or the other higher planets of the universe. Text 40. Vikarai sahito yuktair visheshadibhiravritaha Anda kosho bahir ayam panchashat koti vistvitaha vikarai, by the transformations of the elements. Sahitaha, along with yuktaihi, being so amalgamated. Vishesha, manifestations. Adibihi, by them. Avritaha, covered. Andrakoshaha, the universe. Bahihi, outside. Ayam, this. Panchashat, 50. Koti, 10 million. Vistvitaha, widespread. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This phenomenal material world is expanded to a diameter of 4 billion miles. As a combination of 8 material elements transformed into 16 further categories, within and without, as follows. Purport. As explained before, the entire material world is a display of 16 diversities and 8 material elements. The analytic studies of the material world are the subject matter of Sankhya philosophy. The first 16 diversities are the 11 senses and 5 sense objects. And the 8 elements are the gross and subtle matter, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego. All these combined together are distributed throughout the entire universe, which extends diametrically to 4 billion miles. Besides this universe of our experience, there are innumerable other universes. Some of them are bigger than the present one, and all of them are clustered together under similar material elements as described below. Yasya prabha prabhavado jagadandako di kotish vasheshu vasudha vasudhari vibhuti binam. Just by the impersonal effulgence of the Supreme Person, expand countless universes. The universal creation is impersonal expansion of the Lord. Although he is always a person, and everything that is alive is personal. There is dead matter, but that even the dead matter does not move on its own. There are presiding deities of each element. Everything that happens, even in the realm of dead matter, is actually motivated by or moved by living intelligence. But anyway, the appearance is, the illusion is there of impersonality, of being dead. The advantage of it being dead is that we can be superior to it and manipulate it. We cannot control the living energy. Can't get our, this doesn't stand still. We can't get control over it. But when Krishna's energy appears as dead, then we, the superior living entity, can assume dominion over it. And we can be like little gods in our little dead world. And that is created for us by time. And time makes sure that if it isn't dead, it's going to be dead soon. So the illusion is there that we also become part of this world. We also become dead. You live for a while and then you're dead because it's a dead world. This is the illusion because the living entity is never dead. And actually, although the inert energy is there, Krishna has his impersonal aspect. It's not independent. It has no separate existence. It's just the outer reflection, the effulgence. Yes, yeah, Prabha. This is for why the effulgence? Why? What's the connection between the Brahma Jyoti effulgence and the creation of the world? Because the Brahma Jyoti effulgence is Krishna's impersonal aspect. Time is also impersonal aspect of Krishna. So, the Brahma Jyoti is the ingredient cause, and time is the immediate cause. Nimitta. I think the word nimitta was given a few verses before. It's the nimitta karanam. The active cause. So both of their father and mother, active cause, ingredient cause, time, and the Vishuddha Sattva energy of the Lord. There isn't any actual impersonal energy in the spiritual world. Everything is alive. But we can abstract. We can conceive of Krishna's energy is just Vishuddha Sattva, impersonal. It actually isn't impersonal. But you can look at a person, and just make an abstract, it's like, Picasso and others made abstract paintings. They took real people and they dissected the parts of their bodies and made cubist paintings out of them. They can depersonalize a person. You can make a depersonal image of a real person. You can do that. So the concept of Vishuddha Sattva is an impersonal idea, that you derive from the actual personal Vasarup Shakti of the Lord. All that Shakti, everything about it is alive and conscious and personal, has its personal identity. But we can abstract an image of it in our mind, of just being the pure goodness. That solidifies itself in the effulgence of the Lord, the Brahma Jyoti. That is the image we have. It's actually just an idea of the impersonal supreme. And from that expands all the material creation. Simple enough. But it's just actually imagination. Everything comes from life. Prabhupada's life comes from life. Prabhupada's a radical formula. You know, forget your Darwinian evolution or your chemical evolution. Life doesn't come from chemicals, it comes from life. And therefore, since we are living beings, whatever we think life is, that's what we are. We're alive. We may debate over what life is, whether it's just an epiphenomena of chemicals. It's something chemicals do when they get very complicated. They become alive. You know, when you get enough carbon atoms hooked up with hydrogen atoms, you get organic chemicals. Then it's alive. And then it starts thinking and talking. You make the strings of proteins long enough, then it starts walking and talking. Even if that's your conception of life, whatever it is, we're alive. We're not inorganic matter. We're organic matter. At least that much you should accept. You may not accept that there's anything about being alive that's different than being a chemical, but anyway, at least you have to accept that we're alive. So, our real existence is the living existence, not the dead existence. And we do have hope. In Bhagavatam is reaffirming it, that we can become free from the shackles of time. Time only dominates dead matter. And because we're entangled with dead matter, we're entangled with that domination. We're implicated. You know? You marry a criminal, you marry into the mafia family, then you get implicated into criminal life. You're part of our Cosa Nostra, our family. Now you're also a criminal. You were never a criminal before, but you married into the criminal family. So like that, we have, by external connection, become implicated in material entanglement. We've come under the domination of time because we're consorting with dead matter. We're identifying with it. Therefore, we seem to be under the influence of time. Yeah, we're going to die. No, we're not, but we think we're going to die. And it's hard to not believe we're going to die, because we can pretend we're not going to die, but we're always afraid of it. Because we identify with these bodies, and the body is going to die. But if we get free from that identification, then we're free from the influence of time. We're free. We don't have to die. We don't have to do anything we don't want to do, because we're not forced by time. Yeah? Who cares if it's 6 o'clock? If I don't want to get up, it's 3 o'clock. I don't have to get up if I don't want to. Of course, the devotees follow their sadhana, even when they reach the spontaneous platform. But I'm not forced by time to do anything, to die or do anything else. I don't have to eat if I don't want to eat. I don't have to do other animal activities if I don't want to do them. That comes from disentanglement with the material identification. So every material realm up to and including Satyaloka is under the control of time. But beyond that, the spiritual world is not under the control of time. The Lord is the controller of time. We cannot claim that we can become the controller of time, but we can become free from time. Mami viye papajante mayame tamtaratite. Those who surrender to Krishna, they become free from the controlling influence of his energy, of his inferior energy, dead matter energy. So that's all we have to do, is take shelter of the internal energy and not have to be under the control of time anymore. Okay, so any questions or comments? Any comments, Gormohan? Okay. So thank you. Om Glory Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam. Hi Jai. Hare Krishna.